Hello and welcome to After Hours with some more of that late night music that you love. And this week we start off with Ray Starita and Betty Bolton. Starita and Betty Bolton. Betty Bolton, very popular. In fact, they both were back in the 1920s and the 1930s. And one of Betty Bolton's claimed fame, she has more than one, but one of them is that she was one of the first women to appear on British television. And if you look up on YouTube, Betty Bolton and Ray Starita and Wake Up, Chillin' Wake Up, that should lead you to actually be able to see her on television when it had just 30 lines. When it got to black and white, for real, it was 405 lines, and then it went at colour and it was 625. Now, goodness knows how many lines there are, probably like one. It's like the grooves in a record. Anyway, welcome to the programme. Got lots of good stuff for you this week, including Jelly Roll Morton, Toots Thielemann, Chris Barber, Bunny Berrigan, Ella Fitzgerald, Django Reinhardt, Ken Collier's Jazz Man, and, of course, Humphrey Lyttelton.
Yeah. you are tonight. Not one word have I heard. If you think of me, why don't you write? Oh dear, how I need one sweet letter from you. How I love to read one sweet letter from you. You know that you love me, so worried and blue. I'll always keep singing, oh, what'll I do? Though it's not fair, and you don't care for me dearly, just drop me a line if you'll just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm crying all the night and day through. Just hope I'll get one sweet letter from you.
She wanted Kate Smith along with the Charleston Chasers and One Sweet Letter From You. We started off that little threesome with The Glory of Love from the great Humphrey Lyttelton, and in the middle there, Jelly Roll Morton. Just seemed like the perfect place for Jelly Roll to be, and the Wolverine Blues. Let's continue, shall we, now with one of my favorite artists, Toots Thielemann.
Thank you.
Won't surprise you to learn that as well as being brilliant on the harmonica, he was also actually a pretty good whistler, and of course he was pretty good on the old piano and guitar as well. First professional performances were back in 1949 and 1950 with Benny Goodman, and from 53 to 59 he played with George Shearing. Look at the people that he played with. I mean, even from the 70s and the 80s, the likes of Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Bill Evans, Dizzy Gillespie, Quincy Jones, Paul Simon, Billy Joel, Natalie Cole, to name but a lot. Yes, he really was that good. Died in August 2016 at the good old age of 94. So well done, Jean-Baptiste Frédéric Isidore Baron Thielmann.
Thank you. sky's smiling at me.
Take me and you're in the dome, boy.
Nothing but blue sky.
It's mellow, mellow.
Do I see
blue sky, blue sky.
Blue bird
ever
singing a song.
Hear a blue bird singing a blue.
Nothing but blue bird.
They don't.
All day long. Blue days,
blue.
All of them
we
gone.
All misery.
Nothing but blue skies
overhead
from now on.
Mr. Alvin, go ahead, go ahead.
Big Spider Deck and Three Blind Mice. We started off threesome with Blue Skies from Chris Barber, and in the middle there, Frank Sinatra singing with Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and of course was singing Blue Skies. Dorsey hired Sinatra away from band leader Harry James in 1940, and Frank Sinatra fronted the Tommy Dorsey band from 1940 to 42, so really only 2 years, but managed to get 80 songs recorded, including some really brilliant ones like In the Blue of Evening and This Love of Mind. And I think probably Sinatra also achieved his, at least his first great success as a vocalist with the Dorsey band. And there is an album out now that you can get of just the songs with Frank Sinatra and Harry James. If you search it out on the internet, you should be able to find it with no problem whatsoever. You are listening to After Hours with me, Roy Beagley, and right now we're going to go and hear from Bunny Berrigan. Berrigan. That song was written back in 1912, the words by Alfred Bryan, the music by Fred Fisher, first published in March 1913, and it featured in the 1913 musical Ziegfeld Follies, but it was actually first performed in public by Irving Kaufman in 1912 at the College Inn in New York City. Now from Bunny, let's move on to Woody, Ella and Sandy Brown.
Thank you. fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it like a babe in arms? Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again.
Thank you.
African Queen, with neither Katharine Hepburn or Humphrey Bogart in sight, Sandy Brown's jazz band. Before that, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, coming to you live from the Chicago Opera House. And of course it was none other than Ella Fitzgerald. And before that, not getting around much anymore, Woody Herman. Beautiful, beautiful stuff from Django Reinhardt, and that was called Night and Day, and that came from the album Django Reinhardt Volume 2, and it's got some really good stuff on it if you fancy enveloping yourselves in some really good Django. That is a really good album to get, although quite frankly I think it's pretty hard to find anything that's not good by Django Reinhardt, if you get my meaning. But that is a really nice album to just sit in front of a fire and wallow in the music. Now, we had Toots Thielemann earlier on, and we've got him again because, apart from anything, he is our sponsor's favourite artist, which is nice because he's sort of one of my favourite artists as well, although Ella and Nat will always come first. Our sponsor would like to hear this, and this is pretty good. Him L'Amour, If You Love Me, Really Love Me.
s'écrouler et la terre peut bien s'effondrer. Peu m'importe si tu m'aimes, je me moque du monde entier, du monde entier. Éteindre blonde, si tu me le demandais, on peut bien rire de moi. Je ferai n'importe quoi si tu me le
song there from Toots Thielemann, him L'Amour, if you love me, really love me, and that's a really nice version as well. As I said earlier on, frantically everything that Toots Thielemann does is pretty good, so I thoroughly enjoyed that. I think we're coming up to our last one, quite frankly, which is a bit of a shame because I'm just getting into the program, but if I don't finish the program on time, then the person next to me gets very upset, and since that's usually me anyway, you know, I have to start slapping myself around, which is not good. So let's finish with Ken Coley's Jasmine and Papa Dip.
Thank you.
great way to finish the program, I think. Ken Collier's Jazz Men and Papa Dip. And that is it for this edition of After Hours. Thank you so much for joining me over the past hour. I've had an absolute ball, and I hope you have enjoyed the music as well. I should be back around about the same time next week, all being well, but you never can tell. Until then, of course, keep it here on Angel Radio. Lots of good programming, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that really is a guarantee. There is nothing naff on this station. It's as simple as that. Unless there was a song called Neff. Well, anything is possible, I suppose. Till next time, keep well from me, I'll be. Ta-da.